Great Faithfulness, Bible Thought. A champion named Goliath came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. We love the story of David and Goliath. It boosts our spirits and reminds us again that the big and bad can be defeated by the righteousness of God, no matter the size. Evil cannot win if God is there. We may feel we are ordinary followers of Christ as we go about living our faith and teaching our children. Seemingly, Naomi did not consider herself anything special just because Ruth chose to worship her God. So far as we know, Ruth and Boaz simply lived a godly life of faith while teaching their son Obed to do the same. In turn, Obed taught his son Jesse. But with Jesse's sons, the story changes, for his youngest son was David, for whom God had great plans. David, whom I have chosen, said Jehovah. David, who wrote Psalms as he tended sheep. David, who slew the giant. David, the second king of Israel. David, whose name is the only name connected with the name of Christ. What if Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, Obed, and Jesse had not been faithful in teaching their children? Our faithfulness in teaching our children, or even great-grandchildren, to have a heart of love for God and His Word may be the greatest thing we'll ever do in the kingdom. Father, help us every day to rightly teach our children and grandchildren by word and example. In His name, Amen. Norma Dye, Fort Worth, Texas.